Hi, it's Greg Strassel, Program Director at WLOL.
This is Greg Swedberg, Operations Manager at WLOL. Welcome to Conclave 1990. We hope everybody's having a good time here in the Twin Cities and getting a chance to listen to some good Twin Cities radio.
The new WLOL, which is more of a dance top 40 approach, kicked off May 11th, and we thought we'd give you a tape of some of the highlights of WLOL since then with our new staff and our new format.
We promised that this tape is going to be the only piece of product that someone will not call a guaranteed smash babe.
The first part of the tape is the very first hour of WLOL's new format from May 11th, 1990, followed by a current composite air check and some more fun stuff after that. Enjoy it and have a great conclave from MS Broadcasting and WLOL.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lance Dashman. It's my distinct pleasure at this time to bring to the microphone WLOL's Cultural Affairs Director, Mr. Richard F. Cummings. Good afternoon, audiophiles. Welcome to the new WLOL. Where do I begin to tell the story about this beautiful new format?
I can't see people enjoying this on the beaches this summer. I don't think it's going to work.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's probably time for Plan B.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The hell with it. Let's jam.
Twin Cities, get ready. A new WLOL for the 90s is just minutes away. During the 80s, WLOL helped define radio in the Twin Cities. Whether it was the personalities, the contests, or the music, it was brought to you first on WLOL. We introduced the Twin Cities to Madonna, Janet Jackson, George Michael, Phil Collins, Richard Marx, Bobby Brown, and of course, Prince. We taught you the safety dance, did the conga, and got you up with the bat dance. If it happened in the 80s, you heard it first on WLOL. But the 80s are over.
Stop the press.
And we think it's time to bring radio in the Twin Cities into the 90s. To do that, we went first to the most important people we know, you. And we talked to thousands of you, asking your opinion on Twin Cities Radio, where you thought it was and where you thought it should be. We even asked if you had a radio station of your own. What would it sound like?
My ideal radio station, I would have to say, would be a station that plays a lot of upbeat dance music.
It's got
to
be cool.
It's got to be something you can turn the radio up and enjoy in the car, you know, like the Technotronics, the Bobby Browns.
It's the 90s. It's got to sound that way.
Doesn't MC Hammer have a new song? What's that called? You Can't Touch It.
Oh, oh my God.
Makes you dance, makes you laugh, honey. Speak it.
I mean, whenever I hear dance music, it's always, you know, I'm always happy and hip and ready to go.
It's got to dance. I like to move when I listen to the radio.
Mine is, well, now 90s music, and it's something that is just sweating.
A radio station that doesn't play that same old crap.
Let's party!
Next, we went to the people who write, produce, play, and sing your favorite music. We asked them about music and radio for the 90s. Janet Jackson.
My favorite band would be The Time, and I'm not just saying that because I worked with Jimmy and Terry, because when they first broke up, I was so crushed.
Paula Abdul.
I get a lot of relaxation, believe it or not, when I'm just dancing for my own enjoyment, for my own pleasure.
In Excess.
Everybody else sort of more or less sounded like AC/DC or Cold Chisel or Rose Tattoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we came along with all these dance rhythms and stuff, and it kind of separated us a bit from the rest of those bands.
The Jets.
It was great just to, for us just to be home instead of traveling in and out and just to get the Minneapolis feel back in there. And it was great because Prince was there. He, you know, he walked in a couple times, and he was dancing to it, and he loved it.
Elton John.
George Michael would come straight to mind. We're
we're good friends, and I've been a fan of him since I first heard Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Gloria and Estefan.
I think the best things that you write come from inside, and when the inspiration hits, it's usually the easiest time to write.
Expose.
It's just the place that's happening right now.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know. There's just a lot of great musicians and a lot of people who just love music. There's a lot of dance clubs and a lot of activity.
Billy Joel.
Like, I like some of the stuff that that Prince has written, like Sinead O'Connor.
Madonna.
I really think the color barriers are really breaking out in the music industry more so than ever before, with Prince and all these black artists crossing over and making really mainstream sounds, and then a lot of white groups making dance records.
And here we go, as we go, a little something like this. Let's do it.
We know what the artists think. We know what you think. Now, we're ready to give you what you want. A new WLOL for the 90s. A new WLOL where every hour of music is custom mixed. A new WLOL where there's less repetition of songs. A new WLOL where there's less talk and more music than ever before.
Shut up already. Damn.
Thanks for the 80s, Minnesota. That's history. Now, let's get into the 90s.
This is it. I want you guys to listen. Stop what you're doing and listen to this fresh new sound. I mean, it's hype. I mean, just pump up the volume, okay?
From the cities where the Minneapolis sound was created and for the cities where today's best music means more rhythm.
Give me a beat.
Twin Cities, get ready to jam. Because we're ready to party with today's best music. Today's best music. Custom mixed every hour. 99.5 WLOL.
WLOL. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's the new WLOL morning show with Miller, Mondale, and Hines. And Leave It to Bart coming up in just minutes. It's 6:01.
And now, Leave It to Bart. With Hugh Beaumont, Barbara Billingsley, Tony Dow, and Bart Simpson as the Beaver.
Hey, Beaver, I want to ask you something.
Do the words "eat my shorts" mean anything, man?
Do I seem like a pretty grown-up guy to you?
Look, man, does this have something to do with you spending so much time in the bathroom with the door locked, dude?
Oh, I don't know. I guess this is one of those things, the more you think about it, the worse it gets.
Yeah, man, and at the rate you're thinking, you'll be blind by next week, dude.
What do you mean?
Look for a girl who'll put out on the first date, man.
You know something, Beaver? You're not such a little kid as I thought you were.
It's 6:26. Now back to more of today's best music with the new WLOL Morning Show with Miller, Mondale, and Hines.
Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Yes, I love the new WLOL show, and I'd like to be a new committed listener.
Oh, we can add you to the... Yeah, sure, join up. Hang on, okay? I'll give you a listener number, and we'll see if we can get to our quota by the time this week is out.
We worked long and hard to get these guys as a sponsor so that we could have this morning show on the air every single weekday. Here they are, Savantco from WLOL.
He's been gone for 2 years, but now he's back, and he's the funkiest idiot savant since KC of the Sunshine Band.
Of course I'm an excellent rapper.
Rain Man Raps, 1990.
15 minutes to Hammer Time.
Now, all your favorite rap songs on one album, and the hip-hoppinest MC of them all, Flat Blast Your Jams.
You can't touch this, definitely can't touch this.
You also get...
Two steps back, definitely two steps back.
And what about that all-time favorite?
I'm that type of guy, definitely that type of guy.
Rain Man Raps, 1990, available on vinyl, cassette, or CD.
Never trust a big button to smile, that girl is poison.
Get Rain Man Raps, 1990.
Joy and pain, definitely pain.
Hey, Rain Man, if you sell 2 million albums and you and your brother clear $3.18 on each one, how much would you make?
$6,360,000. $60,000.
And how much would your brother give you?
About $100.
Rain Man Raps, 1990. Get it now at Target, Sears, Record Shops, Tidal Wave, Music Land, and the Great American Music Stores.
Of course, I'm not busting my own move.
And at Kmart.
Kmart sucks.
Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Yes, I'd like to be a committed new listener.
You too.
All right.
The list is growing. It's time now for F Word of the Day. Our contestant is on the telephone. Hello and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. You know how F Word works. We will give you three definitions for one F Word. You'll pick the correct one.
And even if you don't, we give you the prizes. So don't
what
worry.
A deal.
Don't
yeah,
sweat it. Is, yeah.
Here's the word, Karen. The,
okay.
The word is frit. F-R-I-T.
Okay.
Frit.
Okay.
This is one definition for frit. Partially fused sand used in glassmaking. John, you want to use that in a sentence?
No, I don't. God, we got the right contestant here.
Okay, definition number two for frit. A hard Danish pastry. Eleanor.
Easy.
I was going to say that reminds me of my ex-husband, but I'm not supposed to mention him on the air.
Okay.
Okay, and in the meantime, I told him to eat frit and die.
And last but not least, frit.
Holy frit. A short, curly hairstyle.
I caught my...
Oh, no.
What
get
are you...
out of the woodshed,
Karen,
John.
I caught my son behind the woodshed, obviously, sporting a frit.
Okay.
A short, curly hairstyle. Which is it? One, two, or three?
Oh, I really like one.
You do?
Yeah.
Karen. Is she right?
That's it. That's the correct definition.
Hey.
There it is. Tommy Wilwell Jam.
Whenever I hear dance music, it's always, you know, I'm always happy and hip and ready to go.
It's hot. It's the best.
It's
going on.
Today's best music, 52 minutes an hour.
Turn it off! There's a lot more upbeat music and I can dance too.
It really keeps us going.
99.5 WLOL, today's best music.
Are jamming with today's best music on 99.5 WLOL.
And then you.
Today's best music.
Best music.
52 minutes an hour.
99.5
WLOL.
Today's best music. 52 minutes an hour. 99.5 WLOL. Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's Friday. I'm Pam Lewis with another hour of custom mix music. It's Tone Loke on 99.5 WLOL.
Now, you no longer have to sit through this. To get this, lock it in. Today's best music, 99.5 WLOL.